Dennis Barsness is the candidate for Senate District 5 for the Grassroots Legalize Cannabis Party of Minnesota, and he joins us now. Senate District 5 is a big district in our region. It covers towns like Grand Rapids and Bemidji, the Leech Lake Tribal Nation, and Itasca, Cass, and Beltrami counties. Dennis, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
So tell us why you are running for Senate.
Well, part of the reason, there's various reasons that I'll compile in. One reason is I was asked to run. Another part of the reasoning is I've always been, I'm not a big two-party kind of person. And I really push towards, we need a third party. We need third party politics to even the playing field for what the two party system has going on. And in all actuality, in Minnesota here, there's been people that have worked very hard with the grassroots party to become a major party in the system, in Minnesota at least. And it's, the reason I can be here is because they've done that work. And I'm just trying to get, the message out there to people as well that, we need to continue supporting these third parties. The two-party system, it plays a lot of dirty politics and voter shaming. And that voter shaming, it helps to propagate that two-party system. And people keep crying, we need a change, we need a change. And the only real way we're going to get that is if we have third parties that we can have candidates that can actually represent the people rather than the parties.
When you say you were asked to run, you were asked by the party to run?
I was asked by various individuals if I would run.
Okay. And tell us more of what you mean by voter shaming by the Democrat and Republican parties.
Well, I hear a lot of, voting for third party, you're just throwing your vote away. The Democrat Party likes to tell the other third parties, this isn't the year. If we all get behind the Democrat Party and back them and then get them in power, that they would help the third parties out. And that's just not true. There's a lot of things that go on that just convince people that they have to vote for a Democrat or a Republican candidate. And it really leaves a big gap. There's a lot of good people that would run for, third parties. They don't want to be tied into that Democrat or Republican party. They want to be independent.
We are asking all of the candidates we're talking to in our Voter 2020 project, what are their two biggest priorities for the district that they're running in? What is it for you? What are the two biggest priorities?
Well, for me, it's too hard to narrow it down to two. In this area, there's high rates of unemployment. Property taxes are going through the roof, so there's got to be things done to bring in the local smaller governments to get their stuff in check. Health issues are always a problem with the health insurance. The whole pandemic stuff that's going on nowadays and the race war that's been reignited and the rioting. And like I said, there's just too much to say, to narrow it down to two.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the pandemic a little bit. How do you think the state of Minnesota has handled it?
Fairly poorly. I mean, they've done some good things and I'm kind of concerned as to the power trip that seems to have been going on with the executive orders and stuff with the governor. But, I think that there could have been things done right away. And a big thing is to educate people. There's too many orders that have been laid onto the people with no education at all as to why. And there's a lot of misconception going on, as to the severity of the virus and different things. There's really been a lack of just honesty as to the whole aspect of the seriousness of the pandemic, the seriousness of the virus. It's got a low mortality rate in one aspect, but it's still a very dangerous thing. I work in the healthcare fields, so I mean, I understand the severity of, you know, the death that it can cause. I actually had an experience, somebody that I was familiar with actually had passed away from the COVID. So, but I think a lot of it has to do with this. They kept too much in the dark to begin with.
We're talking with Dennis Barsness today. He is running for Senate District 5 on the Grassroots Legalized Cannabis Party of Minnesota. Let's talk about your plans, why you think marijuana should be legal and what you think that could bring to the state of Minnesota.
Well, one thing with the marijuana, other states have been working with it, and I think there's a lot of information that can be gained from, you know, Colorado, California, Washington, and other places, Michigan, that have been legalizing. And I think it's time that the state get on board. A big thing is revenue. But I wanted to also be sure that it doesn't just change hands of who these corrupt dealers are. If we already have illegal marijuana being sold in the state, and if it just changes hands as the state becomes the marijuana dealer, then that's not beneficial for anybody. But in all actuality, there's a lot of money being made by it being criminalized. And we can take that money that's going to these private prisons. It's all part of the high school to prison system that's going on, especially with the minority people. But again, we can take money, we can put it into education, we can put money into helping people that have problems with it. It's not a lot different than alcohol. And alcohol has been legal for years and years and years now. And again, we can benefit by a big revenue increase if it's properly managed.
What about when it comes to medical marijuana? I know that, for instance, veterans in their healthcare are not able to use, I think they're not able to get prescriptions for medical marijuana where it may be really beneficial to their healing.
Right. You know, in Minnesota, again, I believe is, you know, they're falling behind other states by allowing legislators that have no knowledge to be making the decisions on the medical marijuana, where, you know, they ought to be taking information that's gathered by healthcare physicians and various avenues. And like I said, there's other states that we can really gather a lot of information from. But let's put the right people into the place of making these decisions. To me, the whole medical aspect of it should be embraced. And again, it's for the benefit of a lot of people. There's money to be made at it, where these big drug companies are the ones that are fighting against it, because there's man-made drugs that'll be getting pushed aside, in a sense, for the CBDs and the medical marijuana and stuff. So, but I think, you know, it needs to be properly maintained.
Before we go, one of the big issues in Senate District 5 is the Line 3 pipeline project. What's your take on that?
Well, actually, you know, in the current Line 3 line that's in, I'm only a couple of miles away from where it crosses the Prairie River. And at one time here, I can't remember how many years back, probably 30 or so years ago, maybe a little more, there was a breach in the line where it actually was leaking oil into the river. So there's, you know, it's been there a long time, and it does need its upgrades and stuff. And by my understanding, they got different routes planned for part of it. But my big concern is, you know, I'd like to see it replaced, and the parts where they're discontinuing to be removed from the ground rather than just capped and left in. That's my biggest thing with it.
Okay. That's Dennis.
You know, let's get it rebuilt so it's not leaking oil, and then let's take the bad parts right out of the ground and get rid of them.
That is Dennis Barsness running for Senate District 5. You can find more information on him at grassrootsparty.net. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.